This is Ed Williams with KUNM. The organization managing health insurance signups in New Mexico is reporting positive numbers 1 week into the Affordable Care Act's second enrollment period. Joining us to talk about the progress so far is Linda Wadeen. She is Communications and Outreach Director of the New Mexico Health Insurance Exchange. Hi, Linda. Thanks for joining us. How are your initial enrollment numbers looking compared to this time last year?
So I don't have exact numbers at this point because we've only been going for just a week now, almost not even a week. But right now we are seeing people come on. We've got a lot of people telling us that they're seeing or hearing the radio ads that we have out. We had a number of people come into our walk-in center last weekend. So we are seeing some response. You know, our goal this year that's going to be different than last year is we're working very, very hard to make sure that people know that we are there to assist them through this process. We know it can be complicated, and our goal is to really put out that we're here to help them go through the process. They're not just out there on their own.
Well, a recent analysis by the Kaiser Family Foundation found that overall coverage costs in New Mexico were down much more than they are in other states. Do you expect that to have an impact on enrollment numbers here?
One would hope, yes, because I think it still makes it even more affordable than it did last year. So we did see that. We saw through our own carriers when they went up online that they're, on the whole, their prices were less than they were last year. So that's good news for the consumers.
And we learned a few months ago that around 30,000 New Mexico residents are set to have their plans canceled in January because they don't meet the Affordable Care Act's minimum standards. Is that something that the New Mexico Health Exchange is preparing for? How are you going to take care of those cases?
So what we're looking for is that, again, we're trying to encourage people through our outreach and advertising that they need to come on and look at the, even if they had insurance last year or got insurance last year, they need to come on to the site and look and make sure that there is something available for them and get them signed up. And they need to do that by December 15th so that they will have insurance as of January 1st. So our outreach is to help people understand that, you know, you might not have insurance or the insurance plan you even had, you might even be able to do a little bit better as far as cost if you go on to the exchange and take a look and then you can sign up.
Well, the initial rollout of the Affordable Care Act during the last open enrollment was plagued with problems. The website wasn't working properly. There was a lot of confusion. Are any of those issues repeating themselves? Are there any challenges that you guys are having to contend with this time around?
So far, I hate to say it, so far so good, knock on wood. You know, we haven't, the website went up when it was expected to go up. People are able to go on and compare plans. We've got people available. We've got a lot of folks, like I said, that are going to be our enrollment counselors. We've got over almost 600 people that are enrollment counselors, agents, and brokers who have signed up to assist people through this process throughout the state. So, you know, right now we haven't heard of any issues at all. We've had a couple of questions and more people just getting on and trying to figure out how to navigate, and then we've been able to help them. So at this point, we haven't really heard of any downside.
Well, thanks, Linda.
Thank you.